This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Garrett Parker. Last name, P for Peter, A for Apple, R, K for Kite, E for Europe, R. First name Garrett, G, A, R, R, E for Europe, T for Tom. Date is February 19, 2025, period ni paragraph. He's a 44-year-old male patient who was seen in emergency room on February 18, 2025 with the left precordial chest pain, which has at times felt sharp and at times felt like a tightness period. Also, sometimes it feels like a heartburn period. On February 18, around 7 p.m., he was sitting on the couch, C-O-U-C-H, and his symptom increased significantly with some dizziness, and it lasted for about 1 hour period. At that time, he decided to go to the emergency room where he was evaluated period. He had an EKG, chest x-ray, and blood test, which did not show any significant abnormality. So he was discharged home, and he came to the office today for consultation period. The patient patient serum troponins were also negative period. New paragraph. Patient says that his chest pain started about 1 week ago, and it started when once again he was not active, and it was accompanied by some dizziness period. Since then, symptom has at times decreased and at times exacerbated. EXCER, B for boy, A for apple, T for Tom, E for Europe, D for David. Without any relation to any particular activity, period. His symptom also has radiated to the left arm between the shoulder and the elbow. And has felt like tightness at times, period. The symptom has increased at times when he's thinking and as a anxiety or under stress, period. His symptom has remained more or less continuous. And when it decreases, it never completely disappears, period. There are no accompanying features, period, and no other radiation, period. During this time, he has remained active, doing his daily activity, period. New paragraph. He gives history of upper respiratory tract infection with the temperature as high as 101 degree Fahrenheit around New Year, and it lasted for a week period. The no history of any syncope period. He says if he's asked to walk, he may be able to walk about 2 miles and climb 2 to 4 flights of stairs, period. No history of palpitation, coma, edema of feet, or bleeding tendency, period. No history of GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. Yesterday, in the emergency room, his blood pressure was high, period. He says that on his arrival, He was given 4 baby aspirin, 81 milligram each, which decreases symptom and he felt comfortable, period. He also gives history of palpitation in last one week and lasting for few seconds at a time, period. There is no significant increase in symptom on taking deep breath, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. The history of upper respiratory tract infection around New Year of 2024, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father is in his 70s and no significant heart problem, period. Mother is in the late 60s and she does not have any obvious heart problem, period. In the past history, please cancel my what I wrote, no hypertension. Instead of that, can you put history of hypertension diagnosed 4 years ago and not on medicine, period. This happened during the license exam about becoming the pilot. P for Peter, I for India, L for Larry, O, T for Tom, period. And then you write no history of diabetes and like before what I dictated, period, new paragraph. No history of smoking cigarettes, period. History of smoking marijuana, M for Mary, A for Apple, R, I, J, U, A for Apple, N for Nancy, A for Apple, period. No history of excessive use of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period, the peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 2/4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/130/94 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period, no S3, period, no S4. There is 1 plus S4, period. No heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs, so ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit, noted, period. the paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit. Period. New paragraph. The EKG was done in San Antonio Regional Hospital on February 18, 2025, and it shows Q wave in lead V2 and V3, which may suggest previous antroseptal wall myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph analysis. The patient chest pain appears to be non-coronary, period. There is a possibility of pericarditis in view of prolonged duration of his chest pain, which started about 1 hour after the upper respiratory tract infection, and thus has a possibility of pericarditis, period. Also, EKG raises the possibility of antroseptal wall myocardial infarction. So, plan is to do echocardiogram to evaluate for cardiomyopathy, coma, pericardial effusion, plus hypertension cardiovascular disease, period. Also, patient is given telmisartan, T for Tom, E for Europe, L for Larry, M for Mary, I for India, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy. Telmisartan, 80 mg PO once a day, and hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 mg PO once a day. Period. Plan is to request CBC, CHEM-12, and lipid panel next week. Period. New paragraph. Patient is advised to follow low cholesterol, coma, low saturated fatty acid diet, and low salt diet. Period. He is advised to monitor his blood pressure at home closely and return to the clinic in 2 weeks regarding follow-up along with his home blood pressure record and his blood pressure instrument, period. After the control of the blood pressure, plan is to consider stress test. And depending on the results of the workup, further management will be planned, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, chest pain, period, clinically appears to be non-coronary, period. Next line number two, hypertension not controlled, period. Number three, palpitation. Number four, upper respiratory tract infection month ago, period. Next line number five. Number one, increased stress and anxiety, period. New paragraph. Personal history. He's a private airline pilot. Pilot P for Peter, I for India, L for Larry, O, T for Tom. Next line. His height is 5'7" and his weight is 205 pounds, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.